Okay, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and Mishnah is Beis and Gimel, were about different conditions that a person could attach, a Tanai that a person could attach to the Kiddushin. So this opens up the door to discuss the concept of Tanai in general. Ramei Romar, Kol Tanai Sheinu Ketanai B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvain, any Tanai that's not patterned after the Tanai that was made with the B'nei Gadol B'nei Ruvain by Evar Yardin is Eino Tanai, is not considered a valid Tanai. So it's all, that's the source for everything. So when you make it Tanai, you have to have Hein Kodim Lelav, Tanai Kodim Lemaisa, Tanai Kafel. You need all of the Mishpatei HaTanoim is what we refer to them as. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe Alehem Im Yavru B'nei Gad U'V'nei Ruvain, that Moshe said to them, look, if B'nei Gad U'V'nei Ruvain will cross the Yarden with us and go fight the battles to conquer Eretz Yisrael with us, then yes, they will get Eretz Gila, they will get the land on the Evar Yarden for themselves. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Vim Lo but if they don't come over the Yarden with us and take up arms and fight for our land, then they're going to just get a piece of land in the mainland of Eretz Canaan that they were initially supposed to get. You can't learn from there that you need a Tanai Kafel just because Moshe Rabbeinu said it in both ways, that if yes, then they'll get this, and if no, then they won't get it, because over there you needed it to be said, meaning it was not something that was self-evident. You needed the second half to be said. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have just said, look, if you come and help fight with us, then you'll get the land that you desire, I might have thought that if they don't come and help fight, then they're not going to get anything. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, no, if you don't come and help fight, then you're going to get the land that you were initially supposed to get. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, HaMakadish as Isha, if a man is Makadish a woman, Kasavar Yisi Shi, Vamar Kasavar Yisi Shi Kohenes, Vare Levia. And he said, I thought she was a Kohenes. Turns out she's a Levia, meaning her father is a Levi. I thought her father was a Kohen. Or Levia Vare Kohenes, or vice versa. Ania Vare Yashira. I thought she was rich, turns out she's poor. Ashira Vare Ania, or I thought she was poor, she was. The other way, I thought she was poor and she's rich, or I thought she was rich and then it turns out she's poor. Harezim Mekadesh, Hashem Mekadesh. Anyway, Mepnei Shelo Atatu, because who cares what you thought? She never told you that. She never lied to you. If she lied to you about it, then that would be a problem. But just because you thought, that doesn't do anything. That's Dvarim Shebelev, what you thought. So we don't assume that that's it tonight. Dvarim Shebelev, Vareinam Dvarim. Ha'omrili Isha, if a man says to a woman, Hareya Mekadesh Lila Achashes Gayer, look, I'm not Jewish right now, but I want you to be Mekadeshes to me the moment that I convert to Judaism. And he now gives her Kesef Kiddushin, meaning before his conversion, he gives her the Kesef Kiddushin and says, this should be Kesef Kiddushin that you should be Mekadeshes to me the moment I convert. Ola Achashet is Gairi, or maybe he's Jewish and she's not, and he wants the Kiddushin to be Chal as soon as she converts. Or La Achashet Ishtachr, maybe he's an Eved Kanani, and he says, once I'm freed, it should be Kesef Kiddushin. Ola Achashet Tishachriri, or maybe she's a Shivcha Kananis, and he's saying that he wants it to be Chal as soon as she is freed. La Achashet, or maybe she's married at the moment, and he's saying that as soon as your husband dies, or lachar shetamas hachosich, or maybe he's married to this woman's sister, and he can't marry two sisters at the same time, so he's saying, as soon as your sister dies, meaning his current wife, who happens to be her sister, then he wants this kiddushin to be binding. Lachar sheyachlot lech yivamich, or he says, as soon as you get the chalitza that you need from your yavam. So in all these cases, eina mikudeshes, because at the moment they can't have kiddushin, and therefore you cannot put in place a kiddushin for a davar shelo ba li'olam, for something that does not yet exist, and this is considered a davar shelo ba li'olam. V'chein omer l'chaver, and similarly, if someone says to his friend, oh, your wife is pregnant, b'sha tova, if it's a girl, I want her to be mekudeshes to me, and here's the kesef kiddushin. Say eina mekudeshes, she's not mekudeshes, because the baby is lo ba li'olam. If his friend's wife is pregnant, v'hukar ubra, and she's noticeably pregnant, varav kayamin, then it does work. V'im yolda nekeva, and if she gives birth to a baby girl, mekudesha. So if he said it to her before the friend's wife is even recognizably pregnant, so then it's considered davar shelo ba li'olam. But in the case where the friend's wife is already recognizably pregnant, then it's not considered a davar shelo ba li'olam. It's considered something that's already ba li'olam. The Bar Tanur points out that Kasuf HaRambam, in low level that actually catchena kedushin shneim sheina the makan davar shalom v'lom v'lomer davar v'kayamin elahach milasha suli nasi lacherim. That over here just doesn't mean mukadesha as fully; it means safek kedushin to the extent that she cannot be married to anybody else, but not a full kedushin. Okay, so let's chazer over what we did today. So Mishnah Dalet, we said that our mayor holds that every Tanai has to be patterned after the Tanai B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven, and therefore it needs to be a Tanai Kafel, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, what happens if you do help in the war, and what happens if you don't help in the war? And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, no, you can't learn from there that you need a Tanai Kafel. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say what would be if you don't help in the war, because I might have thought that they don't get anything if they don't help in the war. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that if a person says, yeah, I was a Mekadesh the woman, but that's only because I thought something about her that turned out not to be true, about her kahuna status, levia status, wealth status, or whatever it is. So as long as she didn't tell him any of those things, she's still mekadeshes. If he says that he wants to be mekadesh nisha about something that hasn't happened yet, after a gerus or after a shichrur, so that's the davar shel avol yolam, and it's not mekadeshes. If he says that that when your wife gives birth to a baby girl, I want that baby to be mekadeshes to me, so we said it really depends. If the wife is recognizably pregnant already, in which case it's a davar habali olam, versus not recognizably pregnant, in which case it's a davar shelo bali olam. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Vav.